Haze by L. E. Medesit Jr. Narrated by William DeFreeze. Copyright 2009 by L. E. Medesit Jr. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with L. E. Medesit Jr. and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. For Hildegard and Her Mistress. Some call the planet Haze for its gray shield of sky, but doubt of other ways is what refutes that lie. Chapter 1. 3. Maris, 1811 P.D., 6749 F.E. The man in the drab, pale-blue Federation shipsuit sat inside the oblong cubicle just large enough for the chair and hood that provided direct sensory-reinforced information, useful for everything from maintenance data to in-depth intelligence briefings. After 30 standard minutes, he removed the hood, rose to his feet, pushed back the screen as he stepped out onto the dark blue of the third deck. The bulkheads were an eye-resting blue, close to the shade of his ship suit, and devoid of any decoration or projections. That was true of all bulkheads on the Wu Ding, and of all Federation deep space vessels. He eyed the three data stations for a moment, now all empty, then shook his head. He stood 193 centimeters and massed 104.4 kilograms, and under the ship's single grav, mass and weight matched. His hair was nondescript brown. His eyes were silver-gray. He frowned for a moment, still trying to ignore the residual odor of burning hair.